You dedicated your life. You accumulated the loans and the letters. You're saving lives. Time to save your own. You know you're already successful, but you want more. You want your time back. You want financial freedom and the ability to do what you love from anywhere. This is just for you. Come inside the Flip the Prescription podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Kylie. We start in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, so companies that publish, Danny, walk us through, once we have our book written and the actual words are on a Google Doc or paper, what happens?
Okay, so there's basically three different routes to publishing. One is to try to go through a traditional publisher, which honestly, for a business authority book, is very challenging. It's going to be really hard to be able to get a traditional publisher to take on a business authority book. But, you know, if you think you have a story that a traditional publisher would be interested in, find a literary agent, work up your book proposal, and you can try to go down that route. Self-publishing is always available. The next option is the one that I hate the most, which is what Kylie was talking about kind of on the beginning of the call, which is a hybrid publisher. So basically, this is a publisher that kind of acts like they're a traditional publisher, but they're not going to do it for you. You may only get a portion. You may have to pay them. You're going to find yourself buried with responsibilities, and you're still going to have to do all the marketing. And they're going to own the rights.
Oh, yeah. I paid them. I had to do everything, and still. Like, why am I paying you guys?
So I really recommend staying away from the hybrid publishers. And then the third option is to self-publish. And self-publishing, the easiest way to do it, and obviously I have a hammer, but the easiest way to do it is to hire somebody like me who can come in and take your manuscript and from there basically do everything else that it needs for you, right? So, for example, I publish it in your account, not in my account, right? I want you to have all the royalties. I want you to have all the control. I want you to own your intellectual property. And I want ultimately, if you need to make changes, you can come back to me or you can just do it yourself because you have that total access. You have total transparency on the book sales because it's your account. So if you're working with I call myself a self-publishing strategist. People call themselves different things. Make sure that you're working with one who's publishing you in your account. So the process, though, once you have it written, the first thing you want to do is you want to get other people's eyes on it. So here's a good place to either put it out to your peers. Hey, can you just, you know, go through my book, make sure it looks solid, you know, make sure it reads well, or to give it to people that are more like your target audience, right? Again, I think the biggest thing that I see with the practitioners is them kind of going down that jargon rabbit hole where the reader starts to go, I have no idea what they're talking about because it's all over my head. And so if you have somebody read it who is not familiar with your topic, they're going to be able to identify those places that you haven't explained it at a fifth grade level, right? For the general audience. Once you have your, let's say your inner circle review or your friend review, then you want to take it for actual editing. And then you want proofreading. From after the proofreading, then you're going to do the formatting. Cover design can come at any time. So usually when I work with somebody, the cover design is the very first thing we do because that makes it real and tangible and is motivating for you as an author. And then you're going to, you know, put it up onto Amazon and run a launch, make it a bestseller. So that's kind of the standing on one foot version of the steps to it.
I prefer to pay geniuses to stay in their expertise so I can stay in mine. So what I did was I literally wrote the book. I reviewed it, had another friend review it, and then I had Kelly review it for grammar stuff and of course content as well. And then I just, okay, Sandy, it's yours.
And then we took it through a couple rounds of proofreading.
You took it through the entire process.
Yeah. You can never have too many eyeballs on it. And at some point you have to be willing to say good is good enough and I'm going to let this go and know that with self-publishing, it is infinitely editable, right? I mean, if you find something like, oh my gosh, this mistake popped out that we saw that nobody ever saw in the past year, great, no problem. It can be corrected
and
uploaded, right? And all future copies will have that new change in it. So that's kind of one of the benefits of self-publishing and the whole print-on-demand thing.
Okay, what makes it a bestseller?
Wait, I want to come back to that one. Okay, I want to talk for a minute about templates. Don't use a template. Your best thing is just do it as a Word document or a Google document, and the formatting is applied later. If you get into fancy formatting, it's actually going to make editing and proofreading really, really difficult. So the more simple that you can keep that formatting, the better. The couple of things that I will say, do hard page breaks between your chapters and use your H1 titles for your chapter titles. And if you don't do that, no problem. Somebody, you know, if you're working with me or somebody like me, they're going to fix that when they get into the document. So your job is your thinking, is your content.
Yeah, mine was just a Google document that I just typed it up. I remember doing page breaks for it. I just gave it to you.
Yeah, right. No, I put in your page breaks.
So don't be a perfectionist. Just get the content written and then turn it into a book. As well, along those lines too, ChatGPT and AI, don't do it.
Right. Thank you. This is something that I have on my list. This is really, really, really important, in fact. And this is a brand new change of really literally just a week or so ago that Amazon is now asking you to disclose if you used AI in generating any material for your book. And they include in that images, they include transcriptions, and they include translations. And they include, you know, the content, generating it. They do distinguish between AI generated and AI assisted. So if you write it and then you put in AI like, hey, you know, correct this for grammar, you don't have to disclose that. But if you have AI write it and then you try to go through it and put it into your voice, you do have to disclose it because that was AI generated, not AI assisted. It's a really big deal. And as you see the existential fight that the Writers Guild just went through. And actually there's an authors group that right now is in a major issue with AI because their books and, you know, were used for machine learning without their permission. So it's a really big deal. Anything that is done by AI is not copyrightable. Okay. Copyright can only go to a person and not a machine. And so therefore, if you use AI to generate your book, to write your book, you cannot copyright it. And while right now you could upload it on Amazon with the full disclosure, who knows next week if Amazon decides that everything that was written with AI has to go. So don't do it. Really write, you know, do it yourself and, you know, use it as a, if you must, you know, like Grammarly as an editor or something like that. Or maybe as a search engine just to give you ideas where you might want to look for something, but don't use it to write the book.
Got it. Really noted.
No, voice to text does not count. That would be an assistance, not a generation.
And
okay,
I never thought about Otter as an AI. I guess it is. Otter.ai.
Yeah, well, Otter AI, yeah. It is the number of sales that make it a bestseller, but there's a lot of other factors included in the algorithm and everything like that. It's a little
that's
bit complicated.
That's one thing that Sandy and her team guarantee is an Amazon international bestseller. And the reason why is because she's got the connections. And it's an international connection. Like, she knows people in other countries that when she launches these things, 99 cent Kindle. Like, if you guys watched this launch 1 week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, we all do our part in helping that launch process out, and she does her part making sure the international portions get purchased on Amazon through Kindle. It's all done through Kindle, but besides that, I really don't know anything else because that's her expertise and that's what I like.
Yeah, so there's a few things going on behind the scenes. One is the categories that we're picking.
Right.
The other is, you know, I have a network of buyers that I bring to the table. consultants like myself that we have agreements, my personal network, different people like that. And I'm, after, you know, doing this for 10 years and 250 books, I'm really, really good at knowing how many books I need to sell again, you know, and where I am in the competitiveness of the categories and how to choose the categories that I know I can beat.
Yeah. And that's so, an Amazon international bestseller.
That, right.
You're talking New York different. Becoming a New York bestseller like you.
Right. You're looking at like a quarter of a million copies. It's a totally different ballgame.
And a quarter of a million dollars.
Or more. Yeah. The thing is, the only people that ever, 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 ever ask which list your book was a bestseller on are either marketers or publishers. Literally nobody else knows or cares that there's different book lists. A bestseller is a bestseller. So once you achieve that status, that follows you everywhere. Every time you get introduced, you get to be introduced as the best-selling author of da 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 da. You know, costs we're going to come back to later. We'll talk about some special programs later. First, I want to really focus on the meat and the content. There was a question about trademark, so I want to answer that. You cannot copyright a title, right? So your book title is not copyrightable unless it is a series title. So Kylie's Beyond the Diagnosis, because that's a series, because there's, you know, just like Chicken Soup for the Soul, because we're going to have a million Healing Behind the Diagnosis books, it could be copyrighted. But a single book, a single title like My Book It could not be copyrighted because it's not a series. It's just a book title. However, the contents of the book and the cover of the book can be copyrighted. And the copyright exists from the moment you put pen to paper. But if you want to register the copyright to protect it, then you need to, you know, do it through a trademark lawyer. And I want to say something else about the title, because this is, you know, for a lot of people to start brainstorming on the title is a really easy way to, you know, have a first victory or first success with your book. And that is this: your title is your hook. Your title needs to get people to lean in and say, ooh, wait, what is this? And your subtitle is your promise. That's what lets people know exactly what they're going to get out of reading that book and what you're giving them. So as you can see, I personally am fond of very long titles, very long subtitles. So my book title is Book It, right? Which could have a couple of different meanings. And then I've got this like really long subtitle that explains exactly what's in here, who it's for, and also has some keywords that I think people might be searching for, because that subtitle is very, very searchable.
Dandy, when we created my title, you literally asked me, what do people ask you? And I said, yeah. Why am I laughing horrible? And that became the title.
Right, exactly. What are people thinking? What are they saying? What is that thing that's going to make them go, oh, God, yeah, what? So, the copyright comes at the end of everything. You want the whole manuscript, format it, and the cover before you're actually going to do it as, before you would do a formal copyright on it. And not everybody does do a formal copyright. It's not necessary. In fact, I would say maybe only 10 or 20% of my clients do. Most of them just go with, you own the copyrights, you know, from the moment that you wrote it down. And we just kind of go with the, you know, just the regular copyright this year to this person in the book.
Stella, I'm in the middle of copywriting other things right now through a specific lawyer who does all this. And so I literally just created I sent my applications off. And there's two ways to do that. One, it's inactive, and two, it's active. You want things active. You want proof that you're using it, proof that it's already out in the world. So get it out in the world, and then you can go copyright it if you desire to do that. My book is not copyrighted in that way. My programs are getting copyrighted and trademarked. So as far as legal is concerned, get the book out there. Know that the copyright is there and it will take care of itself. That's never been on my list. what's on my list now are my programs to copyright because of the notoriety the book has brought me, the podcast, the things. And I make sure I protect myself a little more nowadays.
Somebody else had asked how long the book should be. In general, the minimum that you would want is that when it's printed, it would be at least 115 pages. It's about 90 pages in Word. I'm really more concerned with page count than I am with word count. So if you have in a document about 90 pages, once you get into a 6x9 format, which is the kind of the standard book format nowadays, yeah. That's going to be about 115 pages. And the reason that number is so significant is because that's the minimum to be able to print on the spine. And without being able to print on the spine, you have a booklet that's going to get lost on people's bookshelves and not a book. Maximum, well, think of your own behavior. I mean, unless it's Harry Potter book 7, do you really want a 700-page encyclopedia to carry around with you? Neither do your customers. So, you know, really for a business authority book, around 150 pages, under 200 pages is ideal. However, if it has to be longer, because the information that you need to convey will take more, then it should be as long as it needs to be and as short as possible, if that makes any sense.
This book is 240.
Right. This book is a very thick book.
261 pages. It's thick. This costs a little more for author copies, which we haven't even discussed. You can buy your author copies. My book is like $2.50 because it's small. It's like, what, 130 pages or something like that? This book is bigger, so your author copies are becoming more like $5 or $8, just depending on how lengthy it is. But again, the point of it is to get your message across, however that long that takes, and then two, be sure that your reader understands it. And that means talk at a 10, 11, 12-year-old level. So, all right, you guys who have been joining us live, any more questions? I want to make sure you've got your questions answered as an appreciative of joining us live here. And was it helpful? Like, does it take the worry out of writing a book? Because you've all been told to write it. Now you just got to do the dang thing.
And here's something else that I guess get asked a lot. People say, oh, but I've got so many topics. Great. You can write more than one book. You don't have to write just one book. You can write as many as you want. That's the beauty of it. And honestly, sure. It does become kind of addictive. I never thought I would
write. This is the second book. We got volume 2, 3, and 4 coming out in the next six months.
I have 7 books. I'm working on my 8th, and I never thought I would even write one. But once you do it, you're like, oh, that wasn't so bad.
It wasn't. And the results from it have been cool. Like, I would have never created the practitioner side of things had I not written a book and gotten my word out there and my knowledge and expertise. So,
and again, the beauty of self-publishing, like Kylie said, you can order author copies from Amazon at a special price. You don't have to have 1,000 copies in your garage. I usually order my books 25 or 50 at a time, and I drop ship them directly to the, like, if I'm speaking, if I'm at a conference, I have Amazon send them to the hotel and they're there when I get there. I don't even have to schlep him in my suitcase. It's That's amazing. Smart. So, yes, so I'll turn it over to you, Kylie.
And you can
talk about our packages.
Okay. So Sandy just said when she's going to seminars and conferences, which I haven't even thought about, drop shipping books to your hotel. So that way when you get to the conference, it's there and you can share them with who you meet. That's smart. Okay. Remember, I like people who take fast action. Because fast action takers are abundant, and I would rather be messy because messy makes me millions. Just say that over and over and over in your head. Messy makes me millions, and just be messy. All right, guys. See you later. Opportunities are everywhere when you search for them, and there's a new one coming up. If you're tired of relying on referrals to grow your virtual business, well, come inside my brand new 3-day cash injection challenge. We are going to create you a new client attracting system so that you can bring people to you in floods. You can find the information at drkylieburton.com/challenge. It's not free because I want to make sure people who get in there are willing to take action and take action fast. You will have new lead generators created by the 3 days together if you do take action. So come get us, come join us inside the 3-day cash injection challenge. drkylieburton.com/challenge. It's happening March 12th, 13th, and 14th. If you're ready to jump all in and get a step-by-step process to build your dream virtual business, well, that program is now available after March 15th. Brand new program, business only. It's exactly what people are searching for. If they want to escape the one-to-one grind, create a virtual business that they love and they can do from anywhere, that's inside the brand new 90-day Build Your Virtual Business program. You can find it and join us at drkylieburton.com/business. All right, pick your program, join us on both, and let's make your dream program business a reality this year.